Today, I have three email open rate secrets for you to get people to open your emails. And really, this is, of course, important if you're in marketing, if you're in sales, if you're in copywriting, if you're in business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an email marketer in any way. It's critically important because your marketing and sales emails are not going to get response if they don't get read, right? And they're not going to get read if they don't get opened. So, like, the number one thing you have to do if you want to use email marketing effectively, and by the way, email marketing is still the number one most profitable thing that you can do in terms of online marketing, online advertising, you have to understand what it actually takes to get an email open. Now, I've actually, I've had about 18, almost 1900 emails, so nearly 2000 emails that I've sent personally since the beginning of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, and that's just to this list. I've sent a bunch to a bunch of different lists as well, and I've written a ton of emails for clients as well. I'm constantly writing emails, and I'm seeing statistics on which emails get open, which emails don't, and especially as I've gained a relationship with my list, I've really started to get a much deeper perspective on why certain ones of my emails get open and others, and why some don't. And also, I see these same patterns playing out with client emails as well. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So I started Breakthrough Marketing Secrets as a daily email all the way back in April of 2014. And basically, I've emailed every business day since then, with only a few exceptions, and sometimes two emails a day, sometimes on weekends as well. And I've learned a lot about email marketing in running a daily email. Number one, your open rate is pretty consistent. Now, through time, it will tend to vary a little bit, especially if you do more or less list maintenance in terms of cleaning up the actual subscribers on your list based on engagement, it's going to change a bit. So if you grow a bigger list and you don't clean out all of the non-responsive emails, your open rate's going to go down a little bit. But generally, your open rate is going to be in this, range of a consistent range of open rates. And certain emails are going to lead to higher open rates. Certain emails are going to lead to lower open rates. And when you pay attention to that, you start to develop more of an understanding of what drives people to open emails. So the number one factor, like these, three secrets, right? The number one factor, it is the from line. In that email, when it says from Roy Furr, I have a very large percentage of my list who is very happy to open my emails basically the minute they show up in their inbox. And that has nothing to do with what's actually in the email. It has nothing to do with what's in the subject line. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's like, Roy sent me an email, I'm going to open it. And this has a couple different factors at play. Number one is the reputation with the readers. So for example, if you your best friend, you don't necessarily email a lot, but your best friend sends you an email, you're probably going to open it. And you're probably going to open it pretty quickly because you have this reputation as the reader of their email. You have this, they have a reputation with you, right? As the person sending an email to you. And the better that reputation, so like your best friend or a close family member or something like that, right? The better the reputation with you as the reader of the email, the more likely you are to open their email. And the exact same thing goes with any kind of marketing and selling. If you have a great reputation with the person, like human-to-human reputation, this isn't measured in like, email metrics or whatever, although it plays out in your open rate. The better a reputation you have for sending emails that are worth paying attention to, that actually deliver value, that are something that the person wants to open and read and engage with, the higher your open rate is going to be. And so, you know, number one, your reputation with the reader. And number two, you have a reputation with email service providers. So this gets more into the technical stuff that if you have readers or people who receive your emails who are constantly marking them as spam or deleting them without reading them or whatever, like however they're engaging with them, if they're engaging with those emails as if they're junk, then the email service providers pay attention to that. So people like Gmail will actually start to filter your emails and have them less likely to land in the inbox, more likely to land in the promotions tab, more likely to land somewhere else. And, you know, doing little things to make sure, number one, you have a great reputation with your readers and are constantly delivering value, so they're engaging with it as if, like, that's an email that they want to receive. That's a great thing to actually improve your reputation with the email service provider. Number two, there are actual, like, technical things that you can implement, like DKIM, which is a way of basically saying this email is actually coming from who it says it's coming from. You can do that. You can ask people to reply to your emails and send you an email, because that's effectively the best way to whitelist somebody who's sending an email, is to actually send them an email. And so getting people to actually reply to your emails and send you a note, that's going to improve your reputation with the email service provider, because there's a two-way communication there as opposed to one-way. There's lots of other things that you can do, but it's all worth noting. Like, this is all playing into that from line, and you want to get your emails open. If you don't even get them delivered to the inbox, or your name becomes the name of someone who your readers actually don't want to hear from, that's your email open rate's going to tank. And so if you're just spamming somebody, if you're just like making crap promises or promoting crap products or whatever, like if you're just being somebody that you wouldn't want to have in your inbox, then you're going to end up in a situation where people don't want you in their inbox and your email open rate is going to plummet. So once you have a good reputation with your list and with the email service providers, what do you do to get your emails open? Well, I've actually found that aside from any kind of gimmicky copy or clickbait or whatever, we'll talk about that in a second, there's actually a more important factor. And that more important factor is the topic. Now, I say this because I've recognized in my list that there are very specific keywords. For example, copywriting, copywriter. Since so many people on my list are either copywriters or they write copy or they're involved with copywriters, anything that has to do with writing copy and being a copywriter, that's a keyword for a specific topic that is likely to increase the open rate on my list. So your list has popular topics. You know, another one for me is getting clients. So if I talk about getting clients, a much higher portion of my list is going to open. So get your first client, get clients this week, whatever I want to throw in there, if it includes that get clients, that's going to have a high rate of reception, a high interest level on my list. And so you have to start to learn in your list, in your market, what are those big topics that people perennially, consistently want to engage with? And when you write your emails around those topics, and importantly, you put the keywords for those topics in your email subject line, in that little teaser line of copy that shows up, that first line that shows up in, like, if somebody's scrolling their email inbox on their phone or in their browser, right? If you have those keywords front and center for the topics that your audience is engaged with, and you can usually find these by paying attention to enough emails and the open rates on enough emails. If you put that front and center, you're more likely to get a higher open rate. And, you know, that's not saying that every email should just be like, you know, if every email that I sent to my list started copywriters, colon, whatever, like it would get abused to the point where it wouldn't cause that same kind of bump in response. And it might even start to cause people to ignore it. And so you have to mix it up. And sometimes you write subject lines that have nothing to do with that. And sometimes you write subject lines that are tangentially related to the big topics, are maybe secondary keywords or whatever. But find the popular topics and have a higher percentage of your emails around those popular topics. Also, if you want to use other types of topics, depending on, you know, for me, I tend to focus on the actual like core topics that I'm going to be talking about, because I'm oftentimes creating content that's really meant to be more evergreen. But if, let's say, you know, this particular week, this past weekend, there was a gigantic ship stuck in the Suez Canal, which is one of the major world shipping channels, right? It saves big ships 5 days of travel time versus going around the southern coast of Africa and going from the Indian Ocean to the Mediterranean Sea. And so it's this like critical shipping channel, and this ship was stuck and it's like getting world news, right? So I could talk about that, and I could put that topic, this news topic, in my subject line as well. And that's going to get engagement in a different way. And maybe if I'm writing to an investment list, I'm much more likely to use current events, because current events tend to drive a lot of investment market behavior, right? Especially in the short term. And so don't just think in terms of the popular topics for your list, but again, we're still on that topic point. Like, the topic of your email is what's going to get it open. And you can also use news. You can also use current news. You can also use current events. You can use people that are in the news. You can use anything like that. But again, we have the from line, we have the topic. And then, you know, as much as copywriters like me want to believe that we are important and critical to the success of, let's say, an email, the actual like stylistic approach to the copy is only number three. And this is in order. So the from line is most important. The topic is next most important. And then the stylistic approach to the copy is the least important of these three, in terms of what somebody sees in their inbox before they see the content of the email, before they see any images, before they see any of that. It's the from line, and then the topic of the email as made apparent in the subject line and teaser copy. And then we have the copy style. So this comes down to basic copywriting. It does. For we're talking the subject line and we're talking the teaser copy. What I will tell you is, because, so I'm not going to give you some rule about, oh, all email subject lines have to be like, you know, a certain number of characters or whatever if you want them to get open. Because oftentimes what happens is somebody does some testing on their list and they find that one thing works, and somebody does some testing on a different list and they find that something else works, and et cetera, right? But what I will say is front load the interest elements. And so what you'll find me doing, for example, with, at least as I'm recording this, what I plan to be the subject line for this email: three email open rate secrets. Here's why people open your emails. So I put the email open rate, three email open rate secrets at the front, so that if somebody sees a cut off version of the subject line, then they've already gotten the important stuff. And the other stuff is great if somebody has a more spread out view or whatever. And again, like, that's a long subject line, right? But my intention is to front load the interest, and then I can write whatever I want to write within whatever limits of the subject line in my email service provider. So again, front load that interest. And the other thing that I like to do is in a lot of email programs like AWeber is what I use, you can actually dictate the teaser copy as well as the subject line. So you have the from, you have the teaser, or you have the subject line, and you have the teaser copy, which is the email preview, the copy that somebody sees as they're scrolling their inbox and or on their phone with the notification, etc. So what I'll often do is I will do a different angle. I already told you my subject line was going to be one thing. It might actually be different. I might put the subject line, here's why people open your emails, and the teaser, three email open rate secrets. So you see, I'm approaching it slightly differently. I'm using one as like a more conversational and one is more of a statement of what's in the email. Just find a different way to get it at that, or you can use the teaser to kind of create drama and interest. Again, that comes down to copywriting, copy style, etc. But again, none of that is nearly as important as this topic is interesting, and even more so, this person who is sending me this email sends me emails that I want to open. And when you have all of these things working together, then you get much higher open rates for your marketing emails, your sales emails. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding this and why. What are your big action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. So the magical algorithms of the internet will also share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share with folks directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here for more daily episodes. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And I'm going to include a link with this to my build your email list for marketing and sales. And so, you know, it's one thing to know how to get people to open your emails. It's another thing entirely to get more people on your list. And a while back, I recorded a training with my coach, Joseph Rodriguez, where for an hour and 45 minutes, we went deep into how to build your email list for marketing and sales so that you can consistently send out emails that get open, read, responded to, and that generate leads, customer sales, and profits for you, for your business. That training, I'm including a link to it here. It's part of the BTMS Insiders training library, which is, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You sign up, you pay one low monthly fee, you get instant streaming access to the entire training library. There's a ton of value there. I encourage you to check it out. I'm including the link to that as well. Again, my name is Roy Furr. This has been a daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.